Do you believe in ghosts?
Can you believe it's been 2 weeks already since we were last here? Ghost Stories, the podcast, and I'm Tyler. Good morning, evening, afternoon, wherever, whenever you're listening. We are back with another short story today, and this is another listener one sent in by Fail. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. If not, please shoot me a message and I'll recredit you in next week's episode. It's a very cool, interesting story. And when you sent through it, I knew I'd put in the podcast. It's a short and sweet one. These happen occasionally, but sometimes it doesn't matter how long a story is. If it's a good one, we will include it. So I hope you enjoy it. It's about his experience back in the 60s working with some milkmen. So yes, yeah, sit back and enjoy Milkmen. Back in the 60s, I used to have a Saturday job delivering milk on a 3-ton wagon. It was a fairly big milk round with 5 of us delivering, 3 men and 2 younger lads, myself included. Part of the milk round included a hospital. It was an old infectious disease center which closed in 86, as far as I can remember. I can only imagine the things that place had seen in the years it was in operation, and it was certainly old and a little derelict even way back then. There's no way I'd want to visit that place on my own. Not then, not now, not ever. On the way there, I was telling the regular driver how I was perfectly capable of driving. I could handle the milk float. And for a laugh, he decided to let me have a go. And to his surprise, my ability to drive the milk float meant he allowed me to crack on for the final half of the route. Meaning I got to drive the milk float to the hospital. Needless to say, it was a very different time compared to now. It was early December and there was around 4 inches of snow covering the ground. We turned off the main road and started up the lane to the hospital gates. At the gates, I slowed the milk float down to a crawl and proceeded to follow the route to the kitchen. Ernie, our usual driver, asked why I was going so slow. Was I suddenly scared to crash in the snow, even though I'd been driving for a while? Or even more scared to crash in the hospital? What am I playing at? It seemed rather curious, though, the question, all things considered, so I just pointed at the nurse pushing a bath chair directly in front of where we were driving. After a moment, she turned off and went up the ramp towards the wards, without ever really paying any attention to us or acknowledging we were even there. At which point, we went around the back to the kitchen. When we arrived, Ernie asked again and again why I was going so slow, and I said to him it was obviously the nurse at the bath chair right in front of us. I didn't want to get too close. Ernie just laughed at me and, to my dismay, said there was no one there. There was obviously someone there. She was right in front of us. How could she not see them? But he wasn't having any of it. We debated back and forth and back and forth, initially thinking he was just yanking my chain. I said, fine, follow me. It took him around to the driveway on foot and pointed out the 3-wheel track of a bath chair and the footprints in the snow. Ernie stood there and stared. He looked at the footprints inquisitively, and then the tracks. He's like, well, there was no one here a minute ago. Ah, you got lucky, lad. We both know there was no one here. Someone pushed the bath chair here after we drove past, obviously. That was immensely frustrating. And despite me trying as hard as I could, Ernie wouldn't believe what I said. But I knew what I saw. There was a nurse pushing the bath chair. Well, we went back to the kitchen, probably a little annoyed at each other, to be honest, because neither of us would back down. Now, the cooks there always sorted us out. They prepared a nice bacon sandwich and a cup of tea, and as we started to eat, Ernie was telling the lads about my story of the nurse and the bath chair, and eventually one of the cooks kind of jumped in and told us, actually, there's a nurse often seen in the grounds pushing a bath chair around. To Ernie's excitement, he said, see, lad? I told you, they came after we were there. But then the cook said, no. It's unusual because the hospital hasn't actually had a bath chair in use since 1958. This was to my both terror and glee. I was correct. thought I seen a ghost, a ghoul. What was it? The nurse, she didn't even acknowledge this. Was she real? Anyway, still in disbelief, Ernie thought the cook was full of it. He wouldn't believe him. He's like, no, you're having me on. Come with me now, I'll show you. So Ernie trooped the cook back to the drive to show him the tracks and footprints in the snow and prove him wrong. Especially given the unique track a bath chair would have left, it couldn't have possibly been anything else. However, despite there being no signs of a fresh snowfall, when they arrived, there wasn't any tracks on the ground. Just pristine snow and the wagon tracks from the milk float. Now after that day, Ernie never let me go back on that milk round. And to be honest, I probably wouldn't have, even if he invited me. I do like that story. Thank you so much, Vale, for sending it in. And yeah, it's creepy to say the least. I'd love to know what you all think. Is it based in fact or pure work of fiction? Get over to Facebook to vote. While I mention that, it seems like Facebook's taken away the option to post polls, because every time I try to, it says there's an error. So when you see the post, drop a little comment or a like, or I think we're going like for fact and a laughing face for fiction. It's a new way to do it. But if you think of a better way that you'd like to place your votes, let us know. Otherwise, if you've enjoyed the podcast and you've not done so already, click that subscribe button and you'll be notified when the next ones come out. If you have done that already, drop us a review if you've not, because every 5-star review helps us get a bit more exposure, a few more listeners, and just really supports us. And finally, if you really want to go the extra mile, for as little as a dollar a month, you can get early access to podcast episodes, and we're also working on some exclusive content that we're going to be doing as well. So yeah, go over to Patreon. I didn't even tell you we could do that. Patreon, search for Ghost Stories Podcast, and you can find us there. I think that's it in a nutshell. Like I said, a short and sweet episode this week, but I hope you enjoyed it. Again, thank you, Phil, for sending it in, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. And don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?